is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Reports from Ukraine indicate the number of attacks against Russian troops and equipment in Russian-occupied territories is on the rise, ahead of a much-anticipated Ukrainian counteroffensive expected to begin sometime in the coming weeks. Reporting from Kyiv, VOA correspondent Anna Chernikova told VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program what she knows about the targets of these attacks.
We are hearing again and again that there are more explosions happening at the occupied territories, particularly the Zaporizhia region and Donetsk region and also Crimea. And these reports are coming in line with the upcoming active actions, let's put it this way, by the Ukrainian forces that everyone is expecting. Of course, we don't have any official confirmations from the Ukrainian authorities or any official statements on that. The only thing we can say is that this is something that Russian authorities are also reporting. And also in some areas of the occupied territories, Ukrainian authorities who are currently responsible for these areas but working from the Ukrainian control side, they also confirm this information.
That was VOA correspondent Anna Chernikova reporting from Kyiv. The United Nations said Tuesday the number of confirmed civilian deaths in Ukraine since Russia launched its full-scale invasion is nearing 8,500, with the true figure likely much higher. The Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights said in a statement Tuesday, in addition to those killed, it also confirmed more than 14,000 civilians had been injured. The Human Rights Office believes the actual figures are considerably higher, as the receipt of information from some locations where intense hostilities have been going on have been delayed, and many reports are still pending corroboration. The UN said in the first 9 days of April, 44 civilian deaths were confirmed. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is in Somalia Tuesday to raise awareness of the humanitarian crisis in the country, driven by a devastating drought, while the government is also engaged in a major offensive against the al-Qaeda-linked al-Shabaab Islamist militant group. As he arrived in Mogadishu Tuesday, the UN chief said Somalia deserves international support.
And deserve it to prevent malnutrition and displacement, to save lives, to avert famine, but also to be able to launch a new process of stabilization and development in the country and to build up its capacities to fight Shabaab with even more efficiency than in the recent past.
The United Nations has launched a $2.6 billion appeal for humanitarian aid for the troubled Horn of Africa nation. Guterres says it is currently only 15% funded. The U.S. government has declared the national emergency regarding the COVID-19 pandemic has officially ended. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
President Tsai Ing-wen has condemned China's military drills in the Taiwan Strait, saying China did not demonstrate the responsible behavior of a major Asian nation. China's air, land, and sea drills that mostly ended Monday were retaliation for Tsai's meeting with the U.S. House Speaker on her tour of Taiwan's official and unofficial allies. Tsai says she represented Taiwan in the world. Taiwan's a self-ruled island that China claims is part of its own territory. As of Tuesday morning, Taiwan's defense ministry says 8 Chinese Navy vessels were still in the waters surrounding the island. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
South Korea plans to conduct its first launch of a commercial-grade satellite aboard a domestically built rocket next month as part of its space development program. Details now from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The science ministry said Tuesday that the launch of its homegrown Nuri rocket is set to take place on May 24th. Last year, South Korea launched its first satellite using the Nuri rocket, but that involved a performance verification satellite mainly designed to examine the capacity of the rocks, while next month's launch is meant to put a commercial-grade satellite into orbit for the first time. Some experts say the development of such rockets would eventually help South Korea acquire technologies for bigger missiles and reconnaissance satellites amid animosities with rival North Korea. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
China's internet regulator has issued a proposed law that will require makers of new artificial intelligence products to submit them to security assessments before public release. The draft law, unveiled Tuesday by the Cyberspace Administration of China, says content generated by future AI products must be responsible. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.